Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Mo Irvine, prison ministry missionary for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God is doing in her life.
Today is the feast day of St. Juan Diego, and in a couple days will be the feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe, although it's not usually observed at Mass because Sunday will be the third Sunday in Advent. But I just want to touch on the beauty and all that lies in Our Lady of Guadalupe, St. Juan Diego. And so I'm struck by the gospel for today when it's talking about John the Baptist. And when we know that John is telling of the Lord's coming, he's preparing this path. And in a similar way, St. Juan Diego does the same thing for Our Lady of Guadalupe. He's this very simple, humble man, but he carries this beautiful message of who Mary is and what she desires to do for us and what she desires to be in our lives and how she can provide. And one of the quotes from the apparition is, "Am I not here, I who am your mother?" And it just seems as though St. Juan Diego really embraced his own humility of who he is before God, who he is before Mary, but wasn't afraid to carry this message to very important people. And it just keeps pointing to this simple fact of even the smallest things that I can offer, if I do them faithfully, beautiful and profound things can come from it. This beautiful idea of bearing a message, an important message to whoever it is, and being faithful to that call. And I have a great love for Our Lady Guadalupe for the image and all the symbolism behind everything that's in that image. And I have a great affection for her throughout the pro-life movement when I was in college. She was a patron that I would look to. And now as well, in working with the prison, I see a lot of Our Lady Guadalupe tattoos and all this. And I just keep thinking about she came as one of them to point to this greater truth. And St. Juan Diego went to the people around him to point to this greater truth, this message of who Mary is and what she had for the people, which also pointed to Jesus. I just want to encourage you to ponder on what gifts has the Lord given me? Even the smallest of gifts that I overlook or I take for granted. And how can I use them to bring the good news to others? It might look very different depending on your gifts and the state of life in which you're called. But what way am I called to bring this message and to be faithful to that? And just to receive the people in front of me and whatever the Lord and whatever Mary invites us into. Let us pray. St. Juan Diego, I ask for your intercession. Help us to bear the message of Christ to those we encounter. Help us to hold close to Mary as our mother and to receive that and to trust in that and to live in that freedom as her child, that she's interceding for us and that God is providing for us. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.